Hello, my name is Fred Bonanno. My wife Heather and I own Philo Ridge Vineyards in the beautiful town of Philo in Mendocino County, California. And I'm on today with Lynn to introduce our wines. What we're talking about specifically is our Pinot Gris and our Gewurztraminer. And I invite you to learn more about us at www.philoridge.com. That's P-H-I-L-O, ridge.com.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
I love small production vintners. Case in point with our guest here today, Fred Bonanno of Philo Ridge Vineyards in Philo, California. And I am introduced to Fred, and his wife's not joining us today, but she is his partner in that they're participating in the 9th Annual International Alsace Varietals Festival. But many of you are going to be listening to this interview after that event takes place. And I want you to know that you can purchase his wines online at philoridge.com. We will have links up to that. I had the pleasure of tasting the Gewurztraminer from Farrington Vineyard, the Pinot Gris from Clint Vineyard, and the Pinot Gris from Marguerite Vineyard. And we're talking 195 cases each, except for the Clint Vineyard's 240. One of the most distinguishing features of Philo Ridge is that they are believed to be the very first 100% solar-powered winery in the nation. They're all wind and solar powered up in Mendocino County. And Fred, as you said before we started recording, boy, would you love to have some rain so you're still getting that solar power.
Absolutely. I mean, thanks for having me, Lynn. It's unfortunately a bright, sunshiny day, and I know that may not sound great to you and a lot of folks, but unfortunately I've been suffering through a fairly nasty winter. Unfortunately, I'm actually in San Francisco today, and it's going to be 74 degrees and sunny. It should be 55 and raining. And one of the towns in Mendocino County, Willits, has less than 100 days of water left.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's it. Lake Mendocino, which feeds the towns of Ukiah, Willits, Cloverdale, Healdsburg, you know, down in Sonoma County, because it feeds the Russian River, basically a mud puddle. It's 190,000 acre feet of water, and it's basically down to a mud puddle at this point.
So what are people going to do? What are people going to do? I mean,
well, that's the problem.
Surely they're thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the city of Willits declared a water emergency over a month ago. The governor just declared an emergency about a week ago. So everybody's scrambling. It's we're doing rain dances and all manner of voodoo to help the clouds give us some rain.
My heaven. It's not like people can just hire somebody to come and dig a well on their property also. I mean, it's the water table.
Well, yeah, because this is actually the third year of the drought.
Wow.
Last year was the driest year in 160 days. We had rain, I think it was December 7th, and then January 7th before we got a light dusting earlier this week. And that's really been the sum total of the amount of rain we've had. My pond, because we're at the very top of the hill, we're 5.33 miles up a dirt road, which is why we're all wind and solar powered, because we're about 2 miles off the grid. We nourish our vineyard with a pond, and it's all catchment, and I've got about 2 feet of water in it right now.
Everybody pray for California to get some rain here.
Yeah, send us your snow and your rain. We'll take it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say. I'm absolutely speechless. I just can't imagine. Here we're complaining about the weather, and it's nothing compared to what you have to deal with, truly. For us, it's inconvenience. For you, it's potentially life-threatening.
Right. Well, yeah. When you look at it, I mean, again, like I've said to friends back east, because I'm originally from Pennsylvania. Well, actually, I was born in Trenton, New Jersey, but grew up in Pennsylvania. And I talked to friends back there that are shivering. I said, "Yeah, it's 75 and sunny here," and they say, "I hate you." I said, "Yeah," I said, "but I may be needing you to send me cups of water." So,
talk to us about your Gewurztraminer, delicious, delicious Philo Ridge Vineyards, Farrington Vineyard Gewurztraminer.
All of our whites are done in the same manner. We're all 100% tank fermented. So everything is done in stainless, no malolactic fermentation. And we go for a very dry style. That 2012 Gewurz you have is about 0.049 residual sugar. And 0.2 is considered dry, so that's kind of blow the dust off dry. But a little bit higher acidity because we're trying to make it more of a food wine. And we think it works very well that way. We're in a lot of Asian fusion restaurants here in California and in San Francisco and L.A. and San Diego. Because it works with a slightly spicier food.
Okay.
A few years back, we were written up in Food and Wine as one of the four best wines in the world to have with your Thanksgiving dinner for our 07 Gewurz.
Oh, wow.
So it comes from the Farrington Vineyard, which is down in the valley floor just outside of the town of Boonville. And the owner is a good friend, and they produce fabulous grapes. And it just has that. The aromatics of that wine just come out perfectly.
Mm. Your Pinot Gris are absolutely stunning also, absolutely stunning. And I love the fact that you don't do the oak and you don't do the malolactic, and there's this focus on the bracing acidity. Stunning wines.
Those two wines actually come from the same ranch, but at different elevations. And in fact, both those wines just took gold medals at the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition, which is the largest commercial wine competition in the U.S. I think they judged 5,800 wines this year. The Clint Vineyard, and unfortunately that's the 2012 is our last vintage of the Clint Vineyard because the vineyard was sold. Our friends Bob and Claudia Clint decided to retire, and the folks that bought the vineyard weren't interested in selling the fruit anymore. Wow. So we're going to be sourcing from another vineyard, which is a really nice vineyard called Hell of a Vineyard. And then that vineyard is at valley floor level, about 300-foot elevation. And then the Marguerite Vineyard is actually a 40-year-old vineyard at 1,500-foot elevation, was originally planted in 74 Chardonnay, budded over in 94 to Pinot Gris and Pinot Noir. And it's all dry-farmed, all organic. And, you know, at harvest, you still see the occasional Chardonnay cluster popping out.
Oh, wow. Now, I would imagine it's such small production, you probably don't have wholesalers around the country. So would the best way for people to order your wines would be directly ordering directly from you and your website?
Well, certainly you can do that. We actually do have distribution in a few states. In fact, we just got our first order from our distributor in Louisiana, in New Orleans. We actually are beginning a relationship with a new distributor in Tennessee.
Okay.
And we've got a distributor in New Jersey because I was born in Trenton and I wanted my wines distributed in the state I was born.
Yeah.
Plus, it gives me an excuse to go back, see friends and relatives. We actually have a distributor in Wyoming and a distributor in Colorado.
Wow.
Now, we work with small distributors. I mean, they're only going to take, you know, maybe 200 to 400 cases, a year, which is fine.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Because what they're looking for a specialty wine that nobody else, you know, in the region has.
Right.
So that works very well. But certainly, going to, www.philoridge.com, we can ship anywhere, pretty much anywhere in the country.
So I'm in North Carolina. Do you have a wholesaler in North Carolina, or should people be ordering from philoridge.com?
PhiloRich.com for North Carolina at this point.
Okay. Well, I know that you're participating in this event coming up, but a lot of your production is in Pinot Noir, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Our focus is the Pinot Noirs and the Alsace varietals. But we also do Zinfandel, Viognier, Chardonnay, and a couple of Zinfandel-based blends.
Do you treat the Viognier and Chardonnay the same way that you do the Alsace varietals with no malolactic and no oak?
The Viognier, yes. Again, Viognier is 100% tank fermented, very low residual, a little higher acidity. The Chardonnay, what I've been doing is tank fermenting, but then storing it for 3 to 4 months in neutral French oak to give it just that kiss.
And does it still have the high acidity that your Alsace varietals have?
Yes, it does. But what you get in lieu of getting that butteriness from the mallow and the the wood, you're getting just a hint of oak, but you're getting more of that Fuji apple taste. Really, what we're trying to do is bring out what the fruit actually tastes like, not masking it with with oak.
Right.
The only thing we actually use oak on to any degree is our Pinot Noirs, because Pinot really can absorb oak, good oak, much more easily and integrate it, because typically our Pinots are in barrel for 26 to 30 months. We rack a few times. We don't filter or fine our reds. Our wines are actually vegan because we don't filter or fine.
And so people would be using like egg whites for fining.
Correct. And we don't. The only thing we do on the whites, we use bentonite, which is volcanic clay, for heat stability. Now, this way it doesn't throw a haze. And then for cold stability, what I do is I leave the tanks out underneath our overhang at the winery for the winter. And usually winters are a little bit colder, but unfortunately they haven't been. And we use mannow proteins to cold stabilize.
Okay, Fred Bonanno, I love your wines, Philo Ridge Vineyards, and people can get them anywhere in the country if they're not distributed by the website, philoridge.com. We thank you so very much for your time this week on Wine and Dine.
Thanks for having me, Lynn.
We will have links up for you to learn more. And if you like wines the way I like wines, with this nice, natural, bracing acidity, this is definitely the way to go.
You're listening to iWine Radio.